This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Peter O'Dowd, in for Robin Young. And coming up, we'll go to Buffalo, New York. We'll hear about that historic snowstorm.
But first, news today that we will hear from President Obama tomorrow on the issue of immigration. The president is expected to unveil executive orders that he says he's been considering because Congress hasn't passed comprehensive immigration reform. The orders are expected to shield up to 5 million undocumented people from being deported, and we'll hear more on that as the details come out. But we want to check in now on how this debate is playing out in one Nebraska city, Fremont, Nebraska, about 30 miles outside of Omaha. It's one of a handful of towns in the U.S. trying to restrict illegal immigration because of an influx of immigrants. Joining us is the mayor of Fremont, Scott Getchman. Mayor, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, what would an executive order on immigration from the president mean for life in Fremont?
You know, I'm not real sure that it's going to make a huge difference immediately. I think it would, along with many other citizens in not only Fremont, but in the United States, I think it would frustrate some due to the fact that I think some people feel more should be done in regards to the laws that we have in place. And so they may look at this as, you know, a way of not taking care of the situation in the manner that they would feel it should be taken care of.
But you do have an estimated 1,500 people now living in Fremont illegally. That's out of a population of, what, less than 30,000?
Yeah, we're, you know, the number is probably closer to 1,000. And we have probably 3,000 Hispanics living in Fremont, and our population's about 24,000. You know, those residents that are here have to abide by the ordinance that we have in place in Fremont, which is a housing ordinance, which if they're going to rent an apartment, they would have to get a renter's license and supply that to their landlord. And so basically that is one of the requirements. And then if they're going to work in Fremont, which is the other thing, any business in Fremont has to use E-Verify to verify the legality of the employee they're hiring.
And by the way, you opposed that housing ordinance and you faced a recall election over your opposition to that.
Yeah, and a lot of that had to do with the fact that I truly felt that it wasn't fair that the citizens of Fremont be burdened with the costs of enforcement and the costs of defense of this ordinance, while at the same time we have laws on the books that should be handling the immigration process already.
You sound like you're trying to be very careful with your words on this issue, that you've got people on both sides of this issue living in Fremont and that you don't want to really offend either one of them.
I will tell you that this is immigration is a difficult issue because it takes logical people and it puts them on both sides of the fence. And, you know, so it's difficult for everyone, and it's been more difficult for Fremont. We're the only community in the United States that has an ordinance similar to this housing ordinance that's in effect today.
So would you prefer that President Obama just leave the situation as it is at this moment, or would you prefer that he take executive action and legalize a number of people living in this country illegally?
I truly feel that before you would do a blanket amnesty, you must, to go any further, you have to seal the borders. And we've not done that. And so this is a Band-Aid approach to immigration reform. And truly, I don't feel it's a solution to the problem.
But what if Congress is not going to act and do what you're saying and increase security along the border and make a pathway to citizenship for people who are here illegally? This was something that the Senate did act on in a bipartisan way, but the House refused to take up. So if there's no action from Congress, you would still prefer that President Obama leave the situation as is?
You know, I think he's going to do whether I want what I want or don't want. But again, I think the key thing for this to be structured properly would be to enforce the border laws, and then at that point, you know, you got to take a hard look at blanket amnesty or how that's going to happen and take effect. But it will affect our country. And again, there are legal Hispanics in our community that truly add value. And I would assume there's Hispanics that are illegal that are also working hard and providing value to our community. And then there's some that probably do drain our economy to a certain extent.
Well, what would it mean for your economy if those people were legal as opposed to illegal in Fremont?
I would say that it's in all reality, we've not had an influx of Hispanics. So I would say our economy would stay stable or grow slightly.
That's Scott Getchman, the mayor of Fremont, Nebraska. Mr. Getchman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you and have a great day.